do not fall into the trap of discrimination. Discrimination may seem like something that only happens out there in the world, but the truth is, it can creep into our own hearts if we are not careful. Whether it shows up in how we treat people of a different race, look down on someone because of their faith, or judge a person's worth by their income or status, discrimination is dangerous. It hurts others, it divides communities, and most importantly, it goes against the heart of God. A gentle warning. Maybe you've caught yourself thinking less of someone because they don't look like you, speak like you, or live the way you do. Maybe you've judged someone based on the neighborhood they come from, the job they have, or even the clothes they wear. Friend, if that's the case, I want to tell you with love, don't fall into this trap. Discrimination is rooted in pride, and pride blinds us from seeing people as God sees them. Every single person is created in the image of God, Genesis 1 verse 27. When we belittle someone, we are, in a way, insulting the one who made them. What God thinks about it. The Bible is crystal clear. God does not show favoritism. Acts 10 verses 34 to 35 says, God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. Paul reminds us in Galatians 3 verse 28 that in Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. That means there is no room in the heart of a Christian for racism, prejudice, or favoritism of any kind. If Jesus welcomed the poor, the outcast, the Samaritan woman, the tax collector, who are we to push anyone away? How to guard your heart? Here are some practical ways to avoid falling into discrimination. Check yourself daily. Ask God to reveal any hidden pride or prejudice. Sometimes we don't even realize we're being unfair until the Holy Spirit convicts us. Choose love over judgment. Before you form an opinion about someone, remind yourself, this is a person God loves. Listen and learn. Instead of assuming, take time to hear people's stories. Understanding builds compassion. Treat everyone with dignity. Whether someone is rich or poor, educated or uneducated, you're equal or very different. Treat them as you would treat Jesus himself. Matthew 25 verse 40. Speak up. If you see others discriminating, don't stay silent. God calls us to defend the oppressed and stand up for what's right. A final thought. Discrimination is not just a social issue, it's a heart issue. And if we allow it in our lives, it keeps us from fully reflecting Christ. Jesus said the world would know we are his disciples by our love. John 13 verse 35. Not by who we exclude. So my friend, guard your heart. Don't let pride, prejudice, or favoritism rob you of God's blessing. Choose love, choose unity, and choose to see every person as a brother or sister created by God.